Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. In this episode, I'm going to be briefly giving you my thoughts on the new tariffs. So, buckle your seatbelts, let's get started. So, you know how I don't love tariffs. However, I can logically understand the thought process, even though I don't agree with it, that you would want to tariff other countries at the same rate they tariff you. And so I understand logically the justification for imposing these tariffs, but the problem is that the numbers that are cited as the tariff rates that other countries are charging are not true. They're completely false and blown way out of proportion. So that's a problem when they're used to justify and to calculate tariffs. And then I also am thinking this is not what I voted for. I voted for him to cut inflation and taxes, not to raise inflation and taxes. And I also voted for him to fix the border and end DEI, but those are other topics for other days that I've already covered. The point is that a tariff ultimately is a price increase passed directly onto consumers because companies are not known for eating their losses. So not only will the price be passed on to consumers in that consumers will pay more, but also the everyday people will pay more indirectly because if companies don't raise their prices, they will cut jobs. Which means that logically you will have more unemployment. And you'll have less new hiring going on. And everybody knows that that is a sign of a struggling economy. It sounds very elementary, but it is something that's worth mentioning here. The other thing to consider is that the stock market will suffer. And it's not just rich people that will pay that. It's people's retirement is often wrapped up in the stock market. I know people who are wanting to retire in a few years, and they're freaking out, justifiably. Because their 401ks are struggling. And that's because a lot of the stocks are going down because these companies, they either know that they're in for a big loss, or they're uncertain about what's gonna happen. And I feel like another thing that Trump does not seem to understand here when it comes to these tariffs is that the supply chains nowadays are so complicated that parts and finished materials get circulated all over the world. And so it wasn't quite like this 100 years ago. So just because a policy of tariffs worked 100 years ago doesn't mean it works now. And that's also the question, did it work 100 years ago? Because the Smoot-Hawley tariffs, they went into effect when we were already in a depression and just made the depression worse. I'm not going to get into all the questions when it comes to that because we'd be here all day, but the long and short of it is that this has been tried before. And it did not work very well, having long-term tariffs. And you hear some saying, oh, these are going to be temporary. But here's the thing. What is temporary? Because I know someone who got bit by a Lone Star tick, and the meat allergy that causes was supposed to be temporary. But it lasted like 5 or 6 years, which I guess is still temporary because that means it was not lifelong. But temporary, then, does not always mean 2 weeks or 5 to 7 business days. I don't love this new wave of tariffs that are going into effect. And I'm sure you probably already guessed that because you already know I don't love tariffs to begin with. You know, the problem I have with them when it comes to the not the centralization question, but the other big problem, which is that there are attacks on consumers. This is also the problem I have with sanctions. Because when you put sanctions on a country, they generally don't impact the leader too much, unless they're so bad that the leader is overthrown, which does not happen very often, because usually they're placed on totalitarian states, which already make their people suffer to begin with. And so the sanctions, what they end up doing is just making the people suffer more. They don't usually impact the leader too much, because while his people are eating grass, he's already in his palace, living in luxury as it is, or he's living in a bunker because he's afraid of his own shadow. So that's my basic thoughts on sanctions, which are not the same thing as tariffs, but are related. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode or consider it to be food for thought or informative. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, the RSS feed, and Pandora. You can also contact us on our Facebook page at Jesse's Fireside Chats and on X at JFSCPod. And you can also send us an email if you'd like at jessiesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's J-E-S-S-E-A-S, firesidechats@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Please pass this along to somebody you know who might be interested. And I hope you have a blessed day and come back next time.